have to do is find a track for this one as well. Sorry, play it to me.
Can I begin now? Whilst you're muttering.
Yeah, go. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I'm just playing with my Cumbia box set.
Don't say things like that. People
they won't understand there. Sorry. Yeah.
Right, we're now going to play something completely different. It's something that we've never done on the Shedcast before. We're actually going to play a tune from a video game soundtrack.
No!
Yes, it's true. Many of you out there probably don't give a flying monkeys about video games, and rightly so.
Rightly so.
But a friend gave me a game not too long back, and the game is worth playing just for the soundtrack. It's insane. Absolutely insane, and it's by someone called Claude something or other.
Debussy?
Or whatever. It's not Debussy. It's some French guy and then some American guy, I think. But the game's called Rayman Origins.
Uh-huh.
And none of that is really of any interest. What this is a track from the Sea of Serendipity area, and it's called... Give me a moment.
By Copy...
Yeah, there they are.
That's the one.
Right, it's by someone called Christophe Heral and Billy Martin. And this is a song called Lums of the Water, brackets, Glue Glue. And it's like nothing you've ever heard before in your life, and it's absolutely amazing. I'm sorry, but music doesn't come better than that.
I think we should just stop now.
That's it. That's the pinnacle.
That is the pinnacle.
The pinnacle of music as it can get.
It's fantastic.
I mean, I know there'll be people out there, right? There was a song earlier where I'm sure people were thinking that was just Richard
singing.
That's
just Richard singing.
Right, and I'm sure there's people out there that think that's just Damien making weird noises again. But I promise you it isn't.
No,
You can't go wrong with a... solo in the middle of a song. You can't.
And do you know, I'm going to change what I was going to play to put something else on, because I feel psychically challenged by that. I feel pissed off that I can't come back after that. I was going to play some really nice disco, which I will play you later.
Should we just play it again? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. We've just stick with eight goals, because we only have eight songs every go.
Just brilliant.
I don't know what to do after that. I think...
Right, Rayman Origins, right? Even if you don't like games, just... Go online, you'll find it. You'll find it somewhere. Everybody needs that in their life. They do.
They do.
You know, if you're down and you're having a bad day, play that. You're going to be happy.
I think
you're going to be happy. It's just brilliant. Everyone needs a blah, 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 solo every now and again.
They do. If we're not going to kill turkeys, we need to have that noise in our lives somehow. After that, there's only one
thing
for
you. You need a glue moment. All right, we're going to have to play something else now.
Something's being played now, don't worry.
Like a nightclub in the morning, you're the bitter end. Like a recently disinfected shithouse, you're clean round the bend. You give me the horrors, too bad to be true. All of my tomorrows are lousy because of you. You put the shat in shatter, put the pain in Spain. Your germs are splattered about, your face is just a stain. You're certainly no raver, commonly known as a drag. Do us all a favour, here, wear this polythene bag. You're like a dose of scabies, I've got you under my skin. You make life a fairy tale, grim. People mention murder the moment you arrive. I'd consider killing you if I thought you were alive. You've got this slippery quality, it makes me think of phlegm and a dual personality. I hate both of them. Your bad breath vamps disease, destruction and decay. Please, 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 please take yourself away. Like a death at a birthday party, you ruin all the fun. Like a sucked and spat out smarty, you're no use to anyone. Like the shadow of the guillotine on a dead consumptive's face. Speaking as an outsider, what do you think of the human race? You went to a progressive psychiatrist. He recommended suicide before scratching your bad name off his list and pointing the way outside. You hear laughter breaking through, it makes you want to fart. You're heading for a breakdown, better pull yourself apart. Your dirty name gets passed about when something goes amiss. Your attitudes, platitudes just make me want to piss. What kind of creature bore you? Was it some kind of bat? They can't find a good word for you, but I can, twat. Ah, very kind, very hard.
But I had to do something.
Yes, that's just cleansed the pipes, hasn't it?
That has cleansed the pipes.
Yes.
Like, I still have a bit of wibble in the background.
Yeah.
But I will tell this, right, if people have problems about still hearing wibbling, even after John Cooper Clarke's righteous rant, a friend of mine in Sheffield told me, when I was over there carousing over Christmas, that the best thing to do to get rid of any sort of song stuck in your head is to think of I'm in the Mood Back for Dancing by the Nolan Sisters. And it actually works. If you just think of that, it absolutely wipes the slate clean. And, and the thing is, you don't remember I'm in the Mood for Dancing after about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's something to, if you want to try it now, just think of I'm in the Mood for Dancing. I'm just going to slip another, because it's so high tech, I'm going to slip another CD on the thing, number 7, isn't it?
Yes.
We're not streaming yet, you know. And this is another
this
band.
Is a band called Hello Bear.
Hello Bear.
And this is a song called She's Got Some Battle Scars, Dude.
Cause I haven't seen us. emotionally petulant.
Nice and innovating stuff, wasn't it? Fresh.
I mean, you can't beat a three-piece rock band.
No, you can't.
You can't. I mean, they've all got a job to do, and they all do it well. Yeah. And what I really like about them is when they can't play very well, they just get loud and shout. Right? But I mean, I've just listened to the lyrics of that. This is great. And when I say I want to meet someone like you, I mean I never ever want to meet anyone like you again because you are disgusting, abhorrent, and emotionally petulant.
I tell you what, you can't beat life in the provinces,
good
kids.
Stuff. And they have good song titles. They have Day of the Dead Dog is all right, but I'll See Your Dragon Punch and Raise You a Spider Man is very good.
Yeah, it is.
I Drop the Screw in the Tuna is going to take some beating. But I think Mr. Happy's Fun Super Awesome Wild Slide is up there.
Yeah, that's nice.
And Smoother Than a Cricket Pitch in Barbados.
I think they're lying on that because we were both discussing that and being ex-cricket players ourselves way back in the Jurassic Age.
I was a wicket keeper.
You were, weren't you? Yeah. I was like number three back. One thing I can never remember was the fact that Barbados or all the West Indies grounds, especially Jamaica, were supposed to have very bumpy pitches, weren't they? They were supposed to be those things that they made deliberately bumpy so they'd knock your batsman's head off.
That's right, they learned to hit sixes all the time.
Exactly. So there you go. So I'm sorry about that, Hello Bear. You need to go and do your research.
And Hello Bear, you can find them on, surprise,
hellobear.co.uk.
They're on NR1 Records, and we like NR1 a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good.
So yeah, if you want some teenage yelping, Hello Bear, your kind of thing.
Now we're going to go back to a legendary band. So legendary that most of us probably have never heard of them. Emerald, Sapphire and Gold, also known as ESG. On Factory somehow, early 80s band. Oh, hang on. Oh, dear. We've eaten most of the sausage and we've only got one pepper left. But I digress. Back to ESG. It's a record.
Surprisingly, the hummus is still here.
Yeah. There's some Jamie Oliver pesto and all, but...
Jamie Hitler.
Yeah, I've got a thing about that. I have to draw a moustache on him. I don't know about him. He just winds me up. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, ESG. This song's called Get Funky. It's great. There you go, that was ESG from that. I think that's a very early track from about 1981, 82, and that's called Get Funky.
You can't beat people who are just making something groovy with so little.
I mean,
you've got, what, two knots there, yeah. Most?
Everything's in
dig,
there.
Dig, dig, dig,
it's
dig.
It's all in the beat, isn't it?
Yeah,
all in the
just a beat. It's
all
just
in the
perfect.
Polyrhythms and yeah. All this sort of stuff. Yeah, they're really, they're great. They've fired... Oh, tell you what, Richard... Tell the people about the record. Put another one in. It's a usual thing I always do. That's on.
To be fair, it is difficult to read that sleeve.
It is.
It's like children's marker pen.
It is, and that's what I think. A lot of people miss this. They should listen to this band. They've been re-released on Fire Records, which is firerecords.com, and I think all their stuff's been re-released. All their EPs and the LPs, and I think they're still just about going in terms of doing, you know, like one-off shows and all the rest of it, but. All their best stuff's from about 1983 to 1991, and we say go and listen to Emerald, Sapphire, and Gold.
We say, why aren't you listening?
Why aren't you listening? Indeed. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to play some Dan Sartain now, and I'm just wondering which track shall we play, Dames? Shall we do I Want to Join the Army, Fuck Friday, or Even at My Worst I'm Better Than You?
Well, if it's up to me, the last one, because I want it on a T-shirt.
You want it on a T-shirt, right? Okay, then this is the Dan.
Someone out there, print it for me.
This is the Dan Sartain record, Too Tough to Live, and it's everything's about 1 minute long, so we don't have to hang around. And the front cover shows this very obliging gentleman helping a young lady change her shoes while
pink flying saucers
fly around. Well,
as you do.
What more do you need?
Milkshake.
There you go, everything's like 1 minute.
I love it. Yeah, it's not that fast, but the drummer still can't keep up. Brilliant.
Dan Sartain, everything he does is always great. I mean, it really is. Big fan of Dan Sartain over at Incendiary, aren't we?
Yes, we like him. We like him a lot.
I better say what he's on.
We even like his drummer.
He's on One Little Indian, which is www.indian.co.uk. It's been out for a little while, for about a couple of months. Well, you say go get Too Tough to Live by Dan Sartain. All right, then what we're going to do now? Then
now we're going to go to someone who. Oh, it's another one of those names I'm going to have trouble with.
Oh.
Fabrizio Camerata.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, and the second Grace. I don't know who the first Grace were.
No,
unless it was Grace Kelly.
Could be the three Graces from the Rubens painting. You know, the one with handing the apple over to Paris and all that. But it could be Grace Kelly. You're right.
It could be
Gracie Fields.
Ooh,
a bit earlier.
I like the idea of it being Gracie Fields, actually. Fabrizio Camerata and Gracie Fields.
Oh, I can imagine that as a combination.
Hmm.
All right, then.
This is called Alone and Alive.
Ooh.
one who rescued me from sure death. He went across the land of no souls, through the endless depths, a prison hole.
Strong stuff in it.
Yeah, it's strong stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a great little album actually. It's Fabrizio Camerata and The Second Grace, and the album's called Rooms.
That was I really like that.
Yeah, you find him on Fabrizio Camerata, all one word. If you can spell it, welldone.com. And they're on like three different things. They're on Epiphone, Master Built. They're on Groove Attack, and they're on Pan Mondial, which is panmondial.net. Mm-hmm. But I urge you to get that. It's a fantastic mix of kind of, I mean, he's Sicilian, but there's a real kind of mix of East and Western.
Yeah.
Loads of kind of, it's a real kind of, he's from Sicily, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just a real kind of culture clash brought together. But, I mean, he's got a great voice and it just holds it
fantastic.
All together.
Really
fantastic.
Like
one of the albums of the year for me, without a doubt.
Cool.
Fabrizio Camerata and the Second Grace.
Now we're going to listen to some Norwegian disco. And this is from the always good, always slightly camp, small town super sound up there in Oslo. They've always been
like them.
Yeah, we do. We like them a lot. Now, this is a band called Idjut Boys, IDJUT. It's not out yet. I think it's out in a month and a half or something. They used to be called a band called Meanderthals, which I really liked, which made this sort of sub... All right, I'm going to sound like a music critic now. I'm sorry about this. Some sort of sub-fast binder... you know, soundtracks. So there you go. So if you're into sub Fassbinder-esque soundtracks, you might like Neanderthals.
And not some Fassbender.
No, not Fassbender. No bending. Mm. And this is a chap called Love Hunter, and this is it's a very soulful record. It's a bit sort of housey, a bit soul-y. Not the sort of thing I normally play, but this label, Small Town Supersound, they also come up with very, very good records. And this is no exception. And this is called Love Hunter.
Thank you.
Now, are we all a bit frayed after that? Because that is...
I feel loose.
Yeah, it's a loose, very loose, deep, housey, trippy record. And because it's small-time super sound?
You know what? It's people don't understand. You think that sounds quite simple. Yeah, it's really, really difficult to do that very well.
Yeah, it is. No, and they are... Past masters out on that label, aren't they?
Brilliant, yes. This is a band called Conduits, who should carry us on further into this kind of relaxed and...
Yep.
This is quite shoegazy. Do you want track 2 or track 4? You decide.
Do I decide?
You decide.
Can I have track 4, please?
Track 4. Oh, yeah. This is called The Wonder.
The Wonder of you?
The Wonder. Ooh. There's no of you, just The Wonder.
The Wonder. Okay, fair enough.
No yours either.
Well, that was that. I tell you what was good about that was the fact you start. It starts off you thinking, yeah, okay, and then all of a sudden, about 5 minutes in, you're thinking, yeah,
I'm into this.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's Conduits, and apparently it's one of those that you know. It's one of those things. I got a press release and it said the supergroup, and I instantly threw it in the bin.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently it's a bunch of people from a bunch of bands that you might know or might not. I don't care. Right. But they make quite a pleasing racket, I think.
They do? No, I really like the
kind of thing, if you like staring at your shoelaces for a while, you're going to enjoy that.
Uh-huh. Yep. I thought that was...
Very good indeed.
That was good indeed. In fact, there's that beep beep, backupthetruck.nl.
Yes.
Good people. Very good people, beep beep, back on the truck. And they're probably thinking, fucking hell, we're on that incendiary thing, oh God. You know?
Beepbeep.nl.
Yeah, worth checking out.
Very good indeed.
Now, hey, you're dropping stuff.
So good, I threw it away.
We're going to do now, we're going to play a Primitives track.
Which is always a good thing to
it's
say,
It's always a good
it?
Thing, they're Primitives.
What are we going to do now? I'm going to play a Primitives track.
I remember seeing the Primitives support an Echo and the Bunnymen in January 1988 at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. And I think that Tracy was stood outside giving out flyers. I think she gave me a flyer, which I subsequently threw away.
I saw them play one song in a nightclub.
Yeah?
Yeah, Crash. They came on and they went, hey, it's the Primitives. Everyone went, yeah. They played Crash and left. And then everyone carried on dancing. Played one song. Good song.
Good. Oh, a great song. Absolutely great song.
Even at the time, I thought, what was the point in that? It's like, why?
Yeah. Well, the weird ways of rock. This record's called Echoes and Rhymes. And it's on elephant.com. ELEFANT. And it's a set of covers. And there's 14 tracks. Some are blisteringly good, some are okay, but on the whole, this is a mighty fine party record.
Can we have a blisteringly good one, then?
Yeah, we're going to have Sunshine in My Rainy Day Mind, and that is blisteringly good. 2 minutes of pop perfection in my books, I think.
When the world's a little heavy on my shoulders and my eyes can't look ahead, only look behind.
Like having a mouthful of cola bottles. It's wonderful. It's a pure childish joy.
Childish joy it is. And it's that's a cover of Polly Niles, of course, yeah. And it's marvellous. And of course the whole record's like that. It's really, really good. I might return.
She's just
to that
got
later.
Such a sweet voice.
She has.
But they've got a big kind of bit of power behind them as well.
Yeah.
You know, they're very poppy, very, very poppy, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they could always play as a band. I remember seeing them thinking, yeah, they're a good band, you know. They were one of those sort of bands that just sort of slipped under the radar a bit with people, didn't they, really? They always have an also-rans band, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. they never really got. I always thought something like Transvision Vamp stole their thunder, yeah. really, didn't they? It was one of those sort of things. Let's still always talking about old
yeah,
bitch
to,
things.
To the point that most people think the Crash is a Transvision Vamp song.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. And they're wrong.
And they're wrong.
Idiots.
Indeed. Okay, we're going to listen to The Magnetic North, which is Erlen Cooper, Simon Tong, and Hannah Peel, the lustrous Hannah Peel. Sorry about that, Hannah. This is a really nice record, The Symphony of the Magnetic North. It's about Erlen Cooper's childhood roots in Orkney and all that sort of stuff. So it's all wind and water and all lots of Celtic.
About being up north and being cold.
It's not Celtic, is it? It's going to be Skamdor Celtic, if anything. It's going to be a bit Danish and Norwegian and all.
It's going to be north and cold.
North and cold. And there's a gannet on the CD. And this is a really nice track called High Life. This is brilliant. This really is.
Summertime, trying hard with your summer clothes, you expecting more. With your heart jumping in your chest, falling on the floor. You stay hidden in the shadows of the lake between the road and the old path. A thousand lonely streets, let me run away from the bird.
Ah, marvellous record. That really is good. Pop aficionados. Yeah, you have. You've started, and you're making. You're on a, fun enough. I was just about to talk about these sort of noises because that, those people who like the Verve will think, "Oh, he goes noises." That's Simon Tong from the Verve in the background there, children.
Going
and doing it. Well, he's not personally doing that, but he's got an electronic instrument to do such noises for him. We're going to finish off this. That's a great record. Oh bollocks! I should tell you about it. Oh, sorry about swearing. Pardon me. We played John Lydon earlier. You can see where all that influence is coming from. That's www.symphonyofthemagneticnorth.com, and that's been released on Full Time Hobby, who are knocking out some very good records at present. I suggest you go and find that. That's Orkney, Symphony of the Magnetic North. Worth it, I say.
Yes, very nice indeed.
It is. And now we're going to play the Sugarettes, Dutch Heroes, Eindhoven
Heroes.
Just
fabulous.
Who are just bloody fabulous. Anyone who says they're not fabulous needs to go and wash their ears out, as my mother would say. This is a song called Please Please Me. It's on the marvellous Subterrane Records, as someone misprinted it once.
Subterrane.
We all live in a yellow subterrane. And this song is called
Subterrane.
Yeah, Subterrane. You could do so much of that name. And anyway, this song's called Please Please Me. It's not the Beatles track, don't worry.
I love it when you hear a band that you hear them and you think, God, they've got something and you want to hear it.
Yeah,
I love it when you hear it and they're getting it.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely
getting it together and they're pushing it and it's
a wonderful record. I think that's Destroyers of Worlds is one of the best records of this year. And you want to go and get that on Subroutine?
Soup Terrain.
Soup Terrain.
Subterranean Records.
Subterranean Records, and that's the sugarettes.com. You can go and listen to that, have that entire record for free, or pay what you want for
you
it.
You should pay for
we
it.
We suggest you pay for it because it's worth it.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic record.
All
right, and that's been part two.
Part two. We're holding up manfully.
We may even think of having a part three of this, you know.
We are, actually.
We're in good form. It's been a while. We've got a few to get through.
We can do it.
We've got a few to get through.
A few to get through. All right.
Yeah, see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.